Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also want to point you to our website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all of these MP3 files of our radio programs, and also we have Bible videos that are 30 minutes in length on a numerous topical selection that by alphabetical order with a host of other Bible-related material. We kindly invite you to come and check it out and let us know what you think and download anything that might help you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. For the past few months, we have been looking at the writings of the Apostle Peter. We are now in the book of 2 Peter, and this morning we're going to discuss verses 12 through 15 of chapter 1. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to 2 Peter 1, and I'll read verse 12 through 15, and then we'll try to give some meaning. For this reason, I will not be neglectful to remind you always of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it's right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that surely I must put off this tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. Now, you remember last week we discussed the topic of adding to our faith. Then we see in verse number 12 that the Apostle Peter says that we need to be continually reminded of the truth. We need a steady diet of God's Word in our lives. When we get to the point that we don't study or we don't go to listen to God's Word expounded or taught, we don't have the familiar ring of the truth in our ears, we put ourselves in danger. Not always being informed or learning, but it needs to be reminded to us continually. Even though we know it well, we need to be reminded of the truth that is contained in the gospel. Better expressed, studied before, already known. But we need to continue to know that story. The need, the tendency to forget, to get away from the simple and basic principles of the truth. Always some learning, but never really growing. It insulates us against apostasy. To have ceaseless instruction to help us understand the danger of error. Notice that as long as I'm in this tent, Peter knew that he was going to die. He had been prophesied how he would die back in John chapter 21. But he says he knows that he's going to die, but as long as he's in the present, he's going to establish them in this present truth. And why? That they would always have a reminder of these things after our decease. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk for a minute about the need to constantly be reminded of the truth. One of the things that we often fail to do is to understand the power that is contained in God's Word. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says that God, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The power to God's salvation is through His message. It is not through His messengers, it's not through the orators, not through our ability, it's through the power of the gospel. And we must always keep before us those fundamental truths. But as we talked about last week, we must grow. But we need to constantly be reminded of the truth and so that we don't drift into error. And we'll talk more about that later on in this chapter. But let me just give you some examples. You know, I remember when I was little that in the Bible classes, when I was a very young child, we learned the stories about Noah, about Abraham offering his son Isaac on the altar, about taking the city of Jericho in Joshua chapter 6. We talked about creation, how God created the world in 6 days. Do we ever grow out of having the need to understand those old familiar stories of the past? No, because if we fail to know them, if we fail to be reminded of them, we could forget them. Now, let me show you exactly how that happened. In the Old Testament, God gave his people, the children of Israel, the responsibility. And if you study the book, first few chapters of Deuteronomy, you will see that over and over again that God instructed Israel to teach their children and their children's children, to remind them of the great things that God had done and how he had taken care of them, how he had led them out of Egypt, how he led them through the wilderness, how he gave them the promised land, and they were to remind them constantly of those truths and those stories of the past. But then when we get to the book of Judges, we see a statement made in Judges 2, verse 10, that there grew a generation that did not know the Lord. Now, how is that possible? How is it possible that in a generation that they have forgotten about God? Well, the reason that it happened is because they did not teach their children. They did not remind them of the stories of old. They did not teach them about the great acts of God. They did not teach them of the victories that God led them upon and how God cared for them and worked for them and helped them as they traveled through their period of punishment in the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't tell those stories to their children, and they didn't tell them to their children. And so there grew up a generation that really didn't know God. And you know what? That can happen in any time. It can happen in our time. Do we understand that we need a constant diet of the truth? The teachings of man cannot be profitable. In Matthew, the 15th chapter, verse 8 and 9, Jesus said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Why? And they worship me in vain." How? Because they teach his doctrine, the commandments of men. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a difference between the teaching of men and the teaching of the true gospel of Christ. There is a difference between the philosophy, the theology, and the teachings of religious people and the teachings contained in the Bible. And we need to have a constant diet of the truth. We need to have a "thus saith the Lord" for everything we teach and we practice. We must have a book, a chapter, and a verse for the things that we do in order that we could demonstrate that we're doing God's will and we're following his instruction. But do you ever outgrow the need to hear the truth? Never. You will never outgrow the need to hear the truth on a continual basis. In Romans 10, verse 17, the Bible says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith is a byproduct of hearing the word of God. We must know what to have faith in. You know, in Acts chapter 16, at the conversion of the Philippian jailer, you know, the Bible says, he asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And he was told in Acts 16 that he had to believe on the Lord with all his household, and he would be saved in verse 31. But many people quit reading at verse 31, that think all a man needs is faith. But you need to look at the next verse. You need to look at verse 32. It says, "They then spoke the word of the Lord to him." Why did they speak the word of the Lord to the Philippian jailer? Because he needed to know what to have faith in. What do you have faith in? Why is faith important? What is my faith to be in? What am I to believe? You need to know the facts. You need to know the gospel in order to know the answer to that question. And so they spoke the word of the Lord to him so his faith could be grounded in the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be constantly reminded, and the word of God needs to be a constant presence before us. It needs to be in our personal life and our personal study. It needs to be in the preaching that we hear. It needs to be in the teaching that we participate in. It must be rooted and grounded in the truth. It must come from a biblical source. It must come from God's word. Too many people today, as we've discussed earlier, are biblically illiterate. They don't know the stories of the past. They don't know the truth contained in the Bible. Why? Because they don't hear it, because it's not taught, because it's not followed, and because it's not emphasized. And therefore, we grow up in spiritual malnutrition because we don't know it. We can't live it because we don't know it. We can't explain it to others because we don't know it ourselves. And so there needs to be a constant reminder of the truth. We need to be continually reminded of the truths that are contained in the Bible. If you come to the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, I don't have a new message. I don't have something that you've never heard before. I don't have a new philosophy. I don't have any theology. You're going to hear the stories that you've grown up with, the things that you should know, and the things that can reinforce your faith in Christ. You know, we sing a song sometimes called, I Love to Tell the Story. And one of the things in that verse in that song says, I love to tell the story to those who know it best. God's people ought to know the story of God's love and His mercy and His sacrifice and His grace. They should know it better than anyone. And we need to constantly be reminded of that story. We need to be constantly reminded of God's love. We need to be constantly reminded of the sacrifice that He did when He went to the cross. We need to be constantly reminded that God calls upon us to grow and to mature and to teach others and to reach out to those who are lost and dying in sin. And so Peter, in this our text today, says as long as he was living, as long as he was in this tent, he was going to use that opportunity to remind them of the things that they needed to know in order to please God, to grow in Christ, and to protect themselves from their enemy and their adversary, the devil. And so we need to be constantly reminded of these truths that are contained in the Bible. We need to ever keep them before us. And we need to be sure. Listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be sure that that's what we demand. We demand from the people who occupy the pulpits to speak the truth, to preach the book, to tell us what God's Word says. We don't want what they think. We don't want their philosophy. We don't want their theology. We don't want to know what the forefathers and their religion did. We want to know what God's Word says. We want to know what that Scripture says. We want to know what it says. We want to know how to apply it in our lives, and we want to be able to believe it in order that we can put it into practice in our lives. We need to be constantly reminded of the truth at every turn. You know what's lacking today, ladies and gentlemen? You could go into many religious institutions, even in our near our community, and you would see an absence of pure biblical teaching. You would hear very little of the Bible. And if you hear very little of the Bible, and you hear very little reference to the Bible, is it a stretch of an imagination that men and women are dying spiritually of malnutrition because they're not hearing the Word of God? What about you, dear listener? Where you attend? How much of the truth do you hear? How much Bible reference does the people who stand before you and speak to you and teach you, how much reference do they use to the Bible? And if they do use it, are they using it correctly? Are they rightly dividing it? You're going to have to make that determination. And you can't do that if you don't know the book yourself. On this radio program, we're going to continually remind you of the truth. Thank you.